Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it. I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
How do you pray for the next generation? How fun. What a question today. I would love for the next generation. It's on the way. And how cool that God has, you know, brought the gospel to our generation. How are we going to bring it to the next? How do you pray for the next generation? It's a live show. We want you to call in and share 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884 is a number to call in and share. Again, how do you pray for the next generation? And very fun today on Encouraging Prayer, actually, because we got James Banks, the very own co-host of Encouraging Prayer, or actually the host by all means. And James, this topic has been on your heart. How do we pray for the next generation?
Yeah, my wife Carrie and I just had the chance to attend the Legacy Coalition's annual summit. And if you haven't heard of the Legacy Coalition, they are a group that encourages grandparents to pray for their grandkids and to love them to Jesus. And, oh, we had just such a great time. It was in Birmingham, Alabama, and, you know, got to hear from people like Ruth Bell Graham and John Trent and others. And there was so much wisdom shared. And I just wanted to pass some of that on today because, you know, we have been... Each of us, how many of us have been blessed with someone, with a parent or a grandparent who prayed for us?
Yeah, I remember on last week's show you said some stuff that just really touched me, and I've been thinking about it ever since, is that, you know, obviously, or maybe not obviously, but when you pray, your prayers are going up to God, and they stay there for eternity. And so... You talked about we're actually, every time we pray for our kids or grandkids, we're leaving them an inheritance.
Yeah, yeah, we really are. And, you know, you think about it. I mean, what would you like to leave your grandkids? And you answer that question really with eternal things, right? Because anything we give them, it's going to, you think about the toys from a birthday ago, and they're already not used. You know, you want to give them something that's going to impact their souls. And that's what this is about, you know, just, again, loving them to Jesus with our prayers. And, of course, the prayer, the fact of praying for them opens up so many other practical things, you know. But if we're not doing it, I mean, who can pray for our kids like we can? You know, who can pray for our grandkids with the same kind of heart that we can? We have a responsibility before God to love our kids with our prayers, and it's so important.
Yeah, and the neat thing about, you know, from what I've seen as a grandparent is your kids hold you to some kind of standard as far as the way that they are anticipation that you're going to do for your grandkids. In other words, it's kind of neat that when you pray for your grandkids, you're actually, in a way, praying for your kids because that's the same things they want.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember on Encouraging Prayer last week, I talked about how my granddaughter likes to ask for these organic lollipops that Carrie has. You know, they're organic, so they've got to be good, right? And she gets this big smile on her face, and she looks at me, and she can't say lollipop, so she says bebop. And then she, you know, can't say please, so she says peas. And then before I've said anything, you know, that smile gets even broader, and she looks at me, and she says, okay. She's anticipating my answer, you know. And then she says, yay. And what I love about that is that really is a great way to pray. You know, you're bringing your request before God. Bebop, you know, you're doing it humbly, peas. You're also doing it with faith in the one who's able to grant your request. Yay!
Okay.
You're celebrating what he said. Okay. Right. Okay. And then, of course, you know, at the end of that, you know, it's just celebrating him again. Yay! So, you know, if we can learn from kids how to pray, then we can keep going with this, you know?
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. And if we could learn from you, right? How do you pray for the next generation? Somebody just called and apparently had to go. But call us back, 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. What does this stir up in your heart? Maybe you remember a prayer from one of your children that touched you, or a way you can pray. So, you know, I love the invitation at the beginning, James, is I actually do pray all the time for my kids, grandkids, but you said you were going to impart some wisdom that you got from this legacy conference. I'm definitely curious. You got me going.
Yeah. Well, again, one of the main things is, if you could give your kids anything, what would it be? And obviously, those are eternal things. But one of the things that really came out was the love that parents and grandparents have. The love that grandparents have for their kids, and the love that those grandkids have for their grandparents. That's a beautiful God-given thing, you know? It's just, there's something about it that God has instilled in us, that it's just natural for us to love our grandkids, and it's natural for them to love us. And, you know, you've heard a lot of people say that if I knew having grandkids was so much fun, I'd skip the being a parent and go straight to grandparenting, you know?
Right, because that idea of love and prayer, they kind of do lock hands together, don't they? Well, we got Isaac is in Lynchburg calling in. He's got a comment for us, so we're going to get Isaac as soon as we come back from the break. And we're going to have a whole lot more on how do you pray for the next generation. I can hardly wait to hear more wisdom from James, from Isaac. But we need you, 866-348-7884. We'll be right back with a whole lot more.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today's question, how do you pray for the next generation? Or maybe you have some comments about that, things that come to your heart. We would love to hear from you. We got James Banks with us here, the host of Encouraging Prayer and author of many, many books, including Prayers for the Prodigals. And we got Isaac, who's in Lynchburg, Virginia. He's got a comment for us. Isaac, you're on Truth Talk Live.
Oh, hey, Robbie. I'd just like to say it's a blessing to listen to your show. And I love the good work that you're doing there. Some time ago, the Lord really got a hold of me and showed me about what the importance of prayer really is. And then he reminded me and showed me in my spirit how many times my granny had gotten on her knees and prayed for me. And she used to speak to me. She said, Isaac, God has shown me that one day you're going to be preaching. One day you're going to be standing up in front of churches and you're going to be playing your music and you're going to be doing this and that. And I kind of roll my eyes and I'd be like, yeah, granny, right? Yeah. Well, you know, when you're a teenager, you know everything, right? So, and as the years pass on, now I'm a grandfather. God's blessed me with 5 grandsons and a beautiful little granddaughter. And as James was alluding to earlier, the love that those grandchildren have for you as a grandparent, it's supernatural. They run to me when they see me, Papa, Papa, and they just want to hug me, and it's a beautiful thing. And I spend a lot of time praying for them. And the Lord has shown me, you know, that we're to pray for, you know, the Bible says, what, pray without ceasing, pray about everything, right?
Right.
So the Lord sent me to Washington, D.C. for 2 years. I would drive From my house to the White House is 200 miles exactly, and I'd go up there on Sundays, and I'd stand out there and proclaim God's word and pray for the nation and pray for President Trump during his first term. And then one of my last trips up there, I clearly heard the Holy Spirit say, now you're to go to every state capital and pray for the state, pray for the leadership, pray for the people, and pray for the land.
Wow.
And rebuke the enemy. And so God has me on this mission. I've been to 12 state capitals so far, been well received, and I believe I'm going to be sent out again here soon and do some more state capitals. I just want to encourage everybody, pray for our nation, pray for our president, pray for our leaders. God has moved because God has heard the prayers of his people over the last 4 years and the times we've fasted and prayed. You know, fasting is a is a way to humble yourself. It's not just a suggestion. It's a command.
Right.
And when we couple fasting with prayer, then it moves God's heart. And he moves on behalf of his people and the land they live in. So everyone, just be encouraged, and God bless what you're doing there.
And Isaac, I'm kind of prompted. I know you are, James. For Isaac.
What a great call.
Isaac, James, don't you think we need to pray for Isaac?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Lord, thank you so much. Go ahead, James. Okay, Lord, thank you for Isaac, and what a call on his life, and I thank you for his grandmother. What a picture of his granny as he called her on her knees, and I know that's probably the case for many, many people listening, and certainly for me and James. Lord, we thank you for grandmothers like that and grandfathers, and we pray for Isaac that you'd continue to help him to be faithful in the love that his grandkids have for him. But also that you would encourage him in his next step on another state capitol, another opportunity like that to pray for our nation. I pray that his testimony today would encourage others to listen for your voice and to, you know, when the Holy Spirit prompts them, don't harden your heart and go and do what you're calling us to do. Lord, I thank you for Isaac. I thank you for his faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Bless him and keep him safe, Lord.
Amen.
And bless his grandsons and his granddaughter. Thank you, Lord, for a grandmother who prayed for him. Help us to do the same for the next generation. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Wonderful, Amen. Isaac. What a call. Thank you so much. That's
great
awesome.
Call.
God
great
bless
call.
You.
You know,
go ahead, James.
Robbie, Isaac's calling reminds me of a man that I led to the Lord several years ago, and his name was John, and he was a plumber. And I've talked about it before on Encouraging Prayer. When we were building our church building, he had got us all set up and, set the commodes in a concrete slab, and then the city came out and said they needed to be moved an inch and a half. And John at that point said some of the, choicest words I'd ever heard in the church. And it placed him on my prayer list for the next decade. Well, about 10 years later, he calls me and he says that he has pancreatic cancer.
Oh, wow.
And we talked and prayed and I led him to the Lord. And I said, John, was there someone in your life who prayed for you before? And he said, yeah, my grandmother. He said, she would take me to church all the time when I was a little boy. She, and I'll never forget the way he put it. He said, she loved her some Johnny. And, you think about it, though. Here was a man who was now in his 70s. And his grandmother's prayers for him were answered decades later. She didn't see it from earth, but she saw it from heaven. And, again, as Isaac was saying, again, that love is a supernatural thing. And we should let that drive us to prayer, because that's going to bear fruit. It's going to bear fruit. And sometimes, and this is one of the things we learned at the Legacy Coalition seminar, was that sometimes it takes a while for a seed, when it's planted, to grow and then to bear fruit. But keep going, you know, keep praying, even when you don't see anything happening. It matters so much.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful picture for parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents, as the case may be. As people are getting older these days, it's an opportunity really to pray for more and more generations. Not to mention you can pray ahead generations as well, right? I need to mention that for a lot of folks in certain markets, this show is going to be over here in a couple minutes. And so you can go back and get the whole podcast later at truthnetwork.com, where, you know, you've got all the podcasts of all the shows that we have, including Encouraging Prayer. You can listen to all those past episodes. It's all at truthnetwork.com. But for other folks, of course, we're going to continue on in Ohio and in Greenville and all in Lynchburg. And you just call us with your comments or your thoughts. We would love to hear from you. We really would. Really would. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. And before we go, James, let our listeners know about some of the books, just amazing books that God has prompted you to pray, write on prayer.
Yeah, well, there's a new edition of my book, Prayers for Your Children. It's just come out in hardcover. I'm so excited about that. And you can get it now on Amazon because it's, you know, it gave me a chance to take a good book and make it even better. And there's Peace Through Prayer and Prayers for Prodigals and Praying the Prayers of the Bible.
Yeah,
praying the prayers of the Bible for kids a lot.
Yeah, if you go to James Banks at Amazon, you'll see them all. And believe me, I guarantee you they make great gifts and a great opportunity to go deeper in prayer for many of us. We'll be back in a few minutes. For those of you who are listening, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today we're talking about how do you pray for the next generation? Or maybe you had that happen in your life, you touched your heart, something we've been talking about. We would love to hear from you about praying for the next generation. 866, the number to call in and share, 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. We got a wonderful call from Isaac a few minutes ago. We would love to hear your story, and we're so blessed to have James Banks with us, a host of Encouraging Prayer, and so excited that you had a chance to go to this conference, and you know, share with these, you know, as this new folks come in sometimes at the bottom of the hour, you know, a little bit about the conference that you attended, James.
Again, that was the Legacy Coalition Summit. And every year they do a grandparenting summit to encourage grandparents to live for the kingdom in sharing the good news and praying for their grandkids. If you think about it, you know, our culture gives us this idea of retirement that, you know, the best retirement is to end up with a golf cart with a hood ornament at the Villages, you know? I mean,
right.
Or some ridiculous picture like that, that retirement is all about play. And, you know, not that you shouldn't enjoy life, but the truth of the matter is, if you look at the kingdom of God, you know, you don't want to go out playing, man. You want to go out working. And you want to go out living for him in a way that is going to impact the next generation. So that's what they're all about. And, man, you know, they pointed out some things like ages 5 through 12. If a child receives Jesus age 5 through 12, then it's a lot more likely it's going to stick for the rest of their life. And, you know, then they mentioned how age 13 through 20, there's still a possibility. The majority of people receive Jesus in that age, under age 20. And, you know, not that it's not possible for that to happen afterwards, but our prayers matter. Again, if you have young grandchildren, man, what a difference. I've got a story I can share about that. For just, you know, the little things in their lives. And if we add this up and day after day make a practice of it, it can accomplish such great things.
Yeah, we'd love to hear that story.
So my granddaughter goes to a place that is a Christian daycare, and my daughter's a single mom, so she needs a little help now and then. And this Christian daycare sent Leilani back with a little note that had a Bible verse on it. And the Bible verse was Psalm 4:8, "I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." I'm sorry, that's Psalm 8:4. And Leilani hadn't been sleeping through the night. And Carrie brings that verse home and reads it to her daughter, who responds kind of uncharacteristically, "Hallelujah." So that night, Carrie's putting Leilani down for bed. And she walks in and puts her hand on Leilani and prays, "I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Well, then she goes into our grandson's room right next door and says, "Austin, here's a great verse for you to memorize. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." And for some reason, he really perked up at that. Well, what do you think happened that night? The first time, go ahead.
No, what did happen? I mean, obviously.
Well, for the first time in months, Leilani slept through the night. Austin slept through the night because she was waking him up too. And Stephanie, our daughter, slept through the night. And she told Carrie that she slept so well that she drooled. You know, it was one of those things.
Yeah, but, I heard this week that drool is one of my favorite words. It just rolls right off your tongue.
You know.
That's good. That's quite a description of sleep. That's something an author ought to pick up that word, you know.
You know, I mean, it's just funny because Leilani slept, and, you know, Carrie also prayed that verse with Austin. And you know, the power of praying the Word of God in our kids and in our grandkids' lives can't be underestimated. As a matter of fact, just a little bit later, a month or so later, Carrie texts Austin to tell her she's proud of him, tell her how much she loves him. And he calls her Baba. So she's Cuban, so I guess that's short for Babalu, you know. But he says, "Baba, remember that verse? And I memorized it. I will, and I say it every night before I go to bed."
Really?
So, yeah, the impact our prayers and praying the Word of God over our kids can have, man, it's vital.
Boy, I would guess. Oh, that's amazing. You know, as you were talking about that, I remembered actually from Isaac's call, not terribly long ago, I had this, well, I guess back in the 2015 or 16, I interviewed a lady by the name of Shelley Lance, and she had been involved in human trafficking in the United States and then got very deep into drug addiction, or actually drug sales and all that kind of stuff. And she ended up arrested in Turkey for like a $2 million drug deal. And she ends up in a Turkish jail, sentenced for life. And, you know, clearly her life was all upside down and all those kind of things. And a missionary that was in Turkey at the time felt God put it on his heart to smuggle a Bible into these English-speaking, it was her and another girl, to smuggle Bibles into these girls, that because there was nobody in themselves that spoke English, and so they wanted to get an English Bible into these girls. And somehow or another, he did it. He got the Bible in there to them, and both girls ended up giving their heart to the Lord. But what Shelley credited that to, and you can read it in her book, Unrecoverable, now, because, you know, years later she wrote the book on this, on the whole thing, was a grandmother that she knew, you know, from her youth, was always praying for her, always loved her. And I've never forgotten that. You know, you wouldn't think you could be much further gone than a Turkish jail for life for a drug deal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so powerful to hear that it was the grandmother.
Well, and again, that's the theme here. You take that love and you turn it into prayer again and again and again through the day. And, you know, we can't forget Revelation 5:8, that God keeps our prayers before him in golden bowls, you know? I mean, the truth of the matter is that because we're precious to God, he keeps our prayers before him. And so the prayers of those who are precious to us mean so much to him as well.
Yeah, and you know that's true firsthand, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Seen it.
The book Prayers from Prodigals, and actually, you know, I think about how the Lord used those prayers for your children to dramatically change your life in all sorts of ways, especially when it came to writing on prayer.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the amazing thing was when we did the audio version of Prayers for Prodigals years later, and my son had been rescued from heroin addiction and had come back to Jesus, and what happened was that as I was recording the audio version up in Grand Rapids with our Daily Bread, I had to keep stopping because here was an answered prayer, and here was an answered prayer, and here was an answered prayer that I didn't realize at the time. And every time I found one, my voice started to crack. But they were patient with me, and we got through it. But, man, let me tell you. You know, I think that sometimes we don't realize how involved God is with our prayers, and we just need to keep going, and we'll see it.
Yeah, it's really an amazingly beautiful thing, and that we're honored to be able to do that, but then we're all, to some extent, you know, we have grandparents that prayed for us. And so it's almost like a legacy that we get to continue because it was done, you know, for us. So we got one more segment coming with James Banks, the author of Prayers for Prodigals and so many things at Amazon. Again, you can call us. We would love to hear your thoughts or maybe a story. 866-348-7884. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today's question, how do you pray for the next generation or maybe the generation after that? We would love your thoughts. We would love your stories. Oh, we've heard some good ones today. We need yours. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. So honored to have my good friend with me, James Banks, the author of Prayers for Prodigals, praying prayers for your children. Did I get that right, James?
Yep, prayers for your children.
And many, 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 many more. But I'm excited. We got Mike is in Dayton, Ohio. I'll get it all straight. Mike, you're on Truth Talk Live. What you got for us?
Hi, I love James Banks. He's encouraged me to pray for my grandkids. I've listened, you know, on the radio, that 15-minute segment after your show, Robbie,
and after King of Pursuits, right? Yeah,
it's blessed me a ton. Every time you guys talk together about prayer.
Think how lucky I am. I get to record it.
You.
I get his wisdom every week.
It's just awesome. My mom was a prayer warrior. She prayed for me every day and all the time. I was through the Marine Corps as I'm growing up, even right
wow.
now. I bet you my mom's praying right now for me. You know what I mean? It's just,
yeah.
She's a, you know, one of those And then by you, by listening to you, James, it helped me to say, hey, I need to be like my mom, you know, and I'm one of, I just realized that I need to pray with my grandkids while they're here, you know, hold their hand and pray with them, you know, and I haven't done that yet. They're a little young. And you, Mike,
brought up my favorite story, one of the, my favorite stories of children, grandchildren. So James has heard this before, but it's such an amazing story. I'll never, ever forget it. I don't know if you've heard about, you know, the first rule of fishing. Have you ever heard that story, Mike?
Yes, I have. That's awesome. Yep.
So, for those who don't know the story, I'll say it briefly, that I had taken my granddaughter to Colorado fishing, and apparently I had taught her the first rule of fishing at some point in time, because, you know, when we were out there by this little stream, and she kept on saying, I got one, and pulling it in the second I would bait the hook, and she'd get, you know, all tangled up, and I'd have to redo it all this. I get more and more frustrated until finally I looked at her and I said, Lila, you have got to be patient enough to let the fish bite the hook before you reel it back in. You know, you've got to let it stay in the water. And she says, Papa, you have violated the first rule of fishing. And I was like, I did? What was what's the first rule of fishing, Lila? And she said, have fun. I went, oh, yes, I have violated the first rule of fishing. I said, you know what, Lila, why don't we pray that God will forgive me for violating the first rule of fishing, and I'll let you have fun. And while we're at it, why don't we pray that you catch a fish and that you'll have some more patience, you know? And so we stood there, and talking about praying with your grandkids, we stood there, my arm around Lila, and we prayed, you know, God, all those things. And it wasn't, you know, like a minute later, we cast the line back in there, and my daughter, who was actually with us, was downstream fishing a little bit. I saw she had a snag, and I went off to head in Tessa's direction. And about that time I hear, I got one, expecting to see what I'd seen, you know, 100 times before in the last 2 days. Instead, she'd had a big old trout on there, and she was saying, I got you, you little dickens. And this fish was all over the river. And I, you know, when she sat there, if I didn't live this, I wouldn't believe it. I think she caught 7 on the next 7 casts.
Wow.
And her mother came upstream like, what is she doing? I said, we prayed is the best thing I know to do, because we had caught nothing for 2 days. And then all of a sudden, there it was. It was, you know, something that, and I have a picture that it's worth a million words with all these fish that she caught that day. It was amazing.
Yeah. It reminds me of a story, Robbie, where I was driving and I forgot something and I had to turn around in a driveway. And some reason my heart said, don't pull out yet. And I look and God's saying to me, don't pull out yet. Don't pull out yet. I'm like, okay, why? And all of a sudden this car goes flying over the hill about 100 miles an hour. I mean, 100 miles an hour. If I would have pulled out then, I would have been demolished. You know what I mean? And I tell my mom this story right afterwards, and she bawls crying. She said, what time was it? She says, I was praying for you then. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know, and I'm like, you know, and I knew it was from God saying, don't go out. Don't pull out yet. You know, it was like an audible voice almost. It was a miracle, really. And I would have been dead. I wouldn't have been here today to talk to you, Robbie, and James. Thank you for all you do on the radio. It's just awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And
thank you for
calling in and encouraging the encouraging prayer person.
Yeah. And Robbie, let's pray with Mike. Father, I ask that you would just give Mike the opportunity to pray with his grandkids, and that you would bless him in this. And Lord, we thank you for those grandkids, and we just ask that you would help us to turn that love into prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. God bless you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All
God
right.
bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. So
another
James.
Great call.
Oh, yeah, Mike is a treasure. He like almost all our, I know I can never remember a truth listener that wasn't just, you know, even yesterday we had some just amazing callers. And so I want one more amazing caller, 866. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. And as Nick and James will testify, I prayed for you calling before the show today, I can assure you. So you have been answered to my prayer if you chose to call us in the few minutes that we have left.
You know,
go ahead, James.
Well, one thought that occurred to me during the break was that, you know, sometimes there are grandparents who aren't able to see their kids for whatever reason. Maybe it's because of distance, or maybe their kids aren't letting them see their grandkids for, you know, and that's sad, but it happens more than you know. But the thought occurred to me that, you know, God can go places with our prayers where we never could. And just making a practice of faithfully praying, No matter how someone may try to keep them from you, they can't keep them from your prayers, you know. And I just want to encourage those who may be struggling, you know, with their kids ghosting them or their grandkids not being accessible. Your prayers are still an amazing, precious gift that you can give them. And God knows, and He understands. So keep praying.
You know, and I got a great story along those lines. I have a dear, dear friend and has that very situation with his grandson, actually his only grandchild. And, you know, due to some really complicated stuff, they wouldn't let him see him. And he's prayed, like, God, help me, you know, with this whole situation. And, you know, certainly he was praying for his grandson and praying for the situation. And God prompted him to start sending gifts, right? Mm-hmm. And so he was out traveling somewhere, and he saw this Wolf T-shirt, and he just thought, you know, that'd be a great thing to give my grandson. And so he just bought it, and you know, as he felt like that was the right thing to do, and he sends this Wolf shirt, you know, T-shirt down there to his grandson, which is in another state, and he gets this unbelievable response as it turns out, his grandson and his grandson's father howl like wolves. And there was no way that my friend would have ever known how that would have spoken to his grandson's heart to give him a wolf T-shirt. But it just turned out to be that it would hit the spot. And it gave them all the gifts that have been happening for, you know, over a year now, as God puts it on his heart to send another one. Everyone has impacted him in a really cool way. And I've thought about, you know, how amazing love is, because that is the theme of the idea of what you're talking about, James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, God gives us these ideas when we pray. We may not even be aware that it's God who's doing it. But when you pray for someone, you love them even more. And that's why this works so well together, because, you know, God's love moves through us to those that we're praying for. So we got to keep it up.
Yeah, we do. And it's the inheritance. You know, I can't get over that thought. It's such a cool thought, James, that, you know, we want to leave some kind of estate. But what kind of estate, right, that we could pray that our children, our children's children, would have a relationship with Jesus that was just total intimacy, total walking with God, you know, be able to far exceed anything I've ever experienced with God. You know, I love those kind of prayers. I love praying those kind of prayers, because the thought of the joy of my children, my great-grandchildren, et cetera, seeing those things, yeah, it's pretty exciting, right? And like you say, we won't know the side of heaven, a lot of where those go, but it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Well, if you got to give them what the world can't take away,
you know? It's your opportunity to close this in prayer, James.
Father, bless us in this. Help us in this, Lord. thank you for this gift of prayer. Help us to share it with those that we love, our kids, our grandkids. Lord, help us to pray.